Costacast coming at you once again. We are with Patty Amaral today. Patty, how you doing?
Good. Great.
Also known as the Litter Lady.
Yep, we're a Clean City Initiative.
Woo!
Yes. Patty wears many hats, and all of them have to do with beautifying Gloucester or doing her best. She's one of these people that's always working in the background. You see her in front of Ken Heck's property, in front of the new bank building that's being revitalized.
Garden.
Your garden, you take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Good Harbor Beach.
You're always walking around cleaning things up, but you're also, this is very appropriate to have you on at this time because there's a bunch of initiatives about to launch, yearly initiatives. One is Sidewalk Days.
Sidewalk Sweeping Day.
Sidewalk Sweeping Day. There's also Earth Day that Gloucester celebrates, and you kind of manage that for the city.
Yeah.
So why don't we jump right in, and then we'll talk about what people can do right now, this upcoming week and a half, and into the future. And then we'll talk about some other, the carry in, carry out. We'll get to that afterwards.
All right.
So
Sidewalk Sweeping Day is tomorrow. Woohoo! Sweep the sand off your sidewalks. And large debris, of course, you don't want to put that in. You should put that in a yellow bag if you have large debris on your sidewalk.
Right. This is mainly for like downtown, urban areas and stuff like that.
It's everywhere in Gloucester where we have a sidewalk. I dreamt this up in my sleep, 9-10 years ago. I'm not sure. But the building center puts a wonderful ad. They support it. Mm-hmm. And they put a nice ad in the paper. And we just ask people to sweep the sand and debris off the sidewalks in the small piles. It's kind of like a jump start, I thought of it, until, Earth Day, which is the week after.
Oh, so in the Times today, there'll be an ad, or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow there'll be
Saturday, a nice big giant ad from Building Center.
Very nice. That's nice of them to help you out with that.
Yes, every year. They're very generous.
There's a lot of corporate people that, a lot of people don't realize how much the business community contributes to make things happen civically.
Yes. They do. Very generous.
And the Building Center is one of those very generous corporate sponsors. So after that, we have now Earth Day is kind of a crazy thing. Do you agree with me that like it should not be on a set date? It should be on the first Saturday of every April or something like, or the third Saturday.
Oh yeah, you kind of get to get to that
because it's
every day is Earth Day.
Every day
is Earth Day,
but it would be nice if we could coordinate like a huge effort all together because there's. It's
so many people cleaning different times.
There's like a day that this group does. It's nice that people do it in the first place, but it's just a lot of people have to work on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they were Earth Day was on.
So then I always just throw it onto the weekend after.
That's your move.
I make it convenient for me actually because I'm the one who has to stand up there, pass the yellow bags out.
Yeah.
Try to make it convenient for Rose because she's my, my sidekick. Without her, I couldn't do anything. Without the DWD, pick up all the debris that everybody picks up.
Yeah, you get support from the city for this, and the way it works is you are up at
Stage Four Park, asking for fresh fruits and vegetables for the food pantry. I started that probably about 4 years ago because I figured everybody brings cans to the food pantry. Let's have Earth Day fresh fruits and vegetables.
Oh, nice.
And now Willow Rest usually donates to that every single year.
Another corpus.
Last year, Common Crow did. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to them yet. Or Willow Rest, but I'm hoping that they'll come through and people come through. So.
Yeah. So the city gives you yellow bags.
City gives me yellow bags and I stand up there with a clipboard. And also this year, Wolf Hill gave me pansies.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to have pansies for all the children who come up.
Oh, so you're going to hand out pansies?
I hand out one pansy to every child.
Very nice.
Well, hopefully every child.
Another corporate sponsor. Getting
yes,
a shout
Wolf
out.
Hill.
I like this.
Woo-hoo.
I like this. So what time do you get there at Stage
I'll be there
Park?
9 to 12.
This coming Saturday?
Sidewalk Sweepings is coming Saturday. The 26th is Earth Day. That's next Saturday.
Okay, so following Saturday
Saturday, 9 to 12.
9 to 12, you can go up there. So now the beautiful thing about this is people walk through the city streets and parks and stuff like that. You pick up debris, put it in the yellow bags, and the city's will collect these yellow bags so that you don't have to pay to get rid of it.
Right, and we totally encourage recycling. You should have two bags in your hand, one for recycling and one for trash. And you'll see that 90% of the trash is recycling. It's not even.
Recyclable,
so,
yeah.
You know, that we get into the whole, barrel thing is you're throwing away recyclables.
Are there any communities that have done... there are communities that have done away with styrofoam cups.
No, I did hear years ago when I was the chairperson of Clean City Commission that Cambridge had all paper and got rid of the polystyrene.
Yeah.
I would love to see that happen.
Well, Manchester got rid of the plastic bags. Manchester got.
And I don't believe in bans. I believe in education because I just don't believe in negativity. I try not to do negativity. So if you educate somebody, a bag is photodegradable. That means it never breaks down. Right now, just sitting here with all your plastic bags, they're all floating around. You're breathing it in. And so that's the thing about plastic bags. And just educate people. Bring your reusable bag. You know, I do believe in fines, but not for that.
Well, they did away. In Manchester, you can't even get a plastic bag. It's all paper.
Yeah, but they're going to be brought in from other towns. But so the education is the key to everything that we do.
And, it's pretty amazing. So the groups, when people come to get the yellow bags on Earth Day up at Stage 4 Park from you, do you kind of like, do they ask you for like, oh, could need help, or do you kind of direct people, or do they already have ideas?
They usually have ideas because they're in their neighborhoods and they see how dirty it is. You know, this was a really hard winter, I understand it, but you know, we also just need the help to clean up. So usually they have a place. Some people stay at Stage 4, but basically a lot of people, and they also come to my mailbox. I hang yellow bags for this whole month of my year mailbox.
Oh, nice.
And people will come by, and my friends will Facebook me and stuff, and they'll say, I don't want my bags, and so they'll come by and they'll grab
this
from
is grassroots at its finest.
Oh,
right,
yeah, yeah.
That
oh,
is
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And that's all year round, too. It's not just this month, but I have people coming in.
Well,
my
if anybody
mailbox.
Sees you commenting on Good Morning Gloucester under Litter Lady, they know that this is Patty Emerald.
Yes.
They can get a hold of you that way.
Yeah. Oh, you got to put it in.
A lot of people, this whole carry in, carry out thing. You were part of the group that brought this.
I brought it here.
You brought it.
I brought it from Martha's Vineyard.
From Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, where I got married.
And my take on it is that regardless if you see, I'm not going to say my total take, because I have questions. My questions are this: if we have the bags and the city if we have the trash barrels and we pay to have kids dump them, is that just an added expense for the city? Versus, and are the same people that would not throw the trash or pile trash on top of a full trash can, aren't these the same people that would just drop it at their feet and bury it in the sand anyway? And and then the other part of the equation is carry it. So what was the, why don't you explain, as the person that brought carry in, carry out here, why you think it's a better system than having trash barrels that could be efficiently emptied.
Efficiently, that's the word too. Okay, carry in, carry out was brought here in 2002. I had visited Martha's Vineyard because I was married there. I go there. I went there every summer. And they had this program where I saw signs that kids made, these painted signs. And it said carry in, carry out. I'm like, what's this? Carry in, carry out. And I found out, I called their Chamber of Commerce, whoever, and I found out it was just a program that they had kids do signs and they took the barrels off the beaches. Their beaches are four times bigger than our beaches. At Good Harbor Beach, you can look and you can see the other end of it. You can see what people are doing. On Martha's Vineyard, you can't. So it was four times bigger. That's all they did was a sign program. So I said, wow. So we come back to Clean City Commission at the chamber where we were meeting at that time when we had a place to meet. And we talked about this concept and we said, wow, we have barrels that are overflowing. The birds are attacking. The wasp in the fall were just biting at you. People were complaining. Rats at night because there was complaints. And the barrels didn't get emptied. And there was 40 barrels on Good Harbor Beach, which is a sin.
Is it really
40 barrels on Wing Street? The answer was always more barrels, more barrels, more barrels. What are you going to have? 85 barrels on the beach? Huh. So we said, wow, why don't we do this? We put this program together, 9 volunteers, so great volunteers that work so hard. We did research about other people doing this stuff, and we put this together with $750 from waste management. Tell me any program in this city of Gloucester that from 2002 to 2014 has gone for $750. Tony Carrera, he got the sign. We use old signs, recycled signs, and he stuck those signs, no barrels, no litter, no kidding, on those signs. We voted on every single thing that we did. Bob Vio did the beautiful murals, volunteer again, at the concession stands, because that's our worst enemy is the concession stands sometimes too. But people do generate a lot of trash. And so we did this as a pilot program, seeing it, what would happen. And I don't think it's horrible. I go to Wingashee Beach on the private section because I paddle my kayak over there and I pick up the whole beach. That's my section. I keep the whole private section, if you call it private, I'm not sure, clean. But I just don't see how it's so much easier for them to clean it this way rather than having the 40 plus barrels on the beach. They couldn't get to the barrels at that point because the trucks can't go on the beach once the beach is full.
Yeah, I can see that.
You could put them at the end of the boardwalks.
Can I ask you a question?
But that's only four boardwalks.
It seems every year we get the same, like this time of year, just before the beaches are going to open, someone takes some pictures and there's a lot of litter on the beach and everybody goes bananas.
Yeah.
Like, do you see how it blows up on
how
the beach?
How come they don't grab a yellow bag for me, I wonder?
I know, right? But here's the question. Does the city sweep the beach before?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, that's what it is. So this is what it is then.
It's
okay.
Left up to us who live here and respect our city, which is
okay. So this is why every year at this time, just before the beach is about to
empty. Well, it's not every year.
Well, on the blog we get these photos.
Okay.
So you know what I mean. People
take
the pictures, and the reason why I'm guessing is. The weather finally turns nice.
Yeah, people are
so
there.
People get to the beach, but the beach is not open yet. So we don't have the maintenance of the beach like you normally have the maintenance once Labor Day, Memorial Day comes.
Right.
Then you have the annual beach sweeps.
And you have people there watching it. You know what I mean? You have people there, and so they can scold other people. You know what I mean? And say, just like the dog thing. Oh, you didn't book up your dog pool.
Well, it's a halt, but if the city hasn't been there all winter long, of course there's going
to
be.
It's left up to us as volunteers and individuals to help our city.
So that's why it's going to look worse right now than it will is going to look like literally the week after after Memorial Day, once the city starts, you know.
Do you see the pictures and what are in them? Because I've seen pictures too, and 90% of it is recyclable. What do we do with that? And that was another thing with Carry and Carry Out. All that recyclable stuff was going in the barrels. You know, a styrofoam cooler will take up half of that barrel. You know what I mean? So all that stuff would be, and you can't recycle styrofoam.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's cool.
I think a lot of people, they say, you know, you're collecting $20 a cup.
Right. And we thought about that.
And you're paying for beach stickers. So why can't they have a couple of kids all day long just walking up and down, bagging the trash and pulling it up to a dumpster? Is that unreasonable?
It wouldn't be done because this is my notes from a 2002 article I wrote in the paper or someplace about the Carry and Carry Out. And we asked for two shifts. That was something we asked for in the beginning when this started in 2002. Uh-huh. Two shifts at the beach. We never got it. We're not going to get two shifts at the beach.
But I'm
3:30
curious.
Comes, they shop up, shop, gone. I'm not sure if it's 3:30. I shouldn't say that. But it's pretty sure it's a set time that they close up shop and they're gone. And that's it. And no one comes back till next morning. And this is why you're seeing, we asked for two shifts at the beginning of this.
Well, I think that's the argument, though. Because if you're taking in that much revenue.
Yeah. But don't you want a clean beach to go to? And if Carry and Carry Out's going to give you... I just don't think it's so horrible as that 40 barrels that were overflowing every day.
Well, do they have to be overflowing? I guess the question is, should the barrels be overflowing if you have a couple of kids?
You'd have to hire that extra. Even the police detail at that time was asking for a lot more extra money in their budget just to help out with this a little bit. Because I feel like the police officer that's in that area, should be... just walking the beat a little bit. We have a lot of people drinking on our beaches, getting in cars after little kids, you know, and they're heading up our highways drinking all day on our beaches. Mm. There's cans and stuff, you know what I mean? You see all that. So,
I see both sides.
I know. I saw both sides too, but the thing is that the city can't, once the barrels are overflowing, the beach is full, they could not get to the barrels. Sure, I guess you could put them on the outside to the walkways. There's only four walkways, so 40 barrels. You're going to have 10 at each single walkway. That's going to take up some car space.
I don't understand.
There were 40 barrels, and the answer was always more barrels, not anything more than that. No recycling barrels, 2014. You know, we don't have any recycling downtown.
Was that one? Wasn't there that one that's solar powered or something in front
of
the?
It's just a trash can. It's not a recycling.
Oh, really?
We have no recycling bins downtown. 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and my thing is too, I'm an avid recycler. Even when I Earth Day clean up, everything I do, mm-hmm. I recycle. And I just feel like we were throwing so much stuff away. 90% of the stuff that we threw away was recyclable.
Mm.
So yeah. Let's push recycling.
There you go.
Woo-hoo.
Push recycling and the bags. I think. Oh, I saw a picture on Thug Kitchen of this recyclable bag, and I can't even imagine how many. It had a funny slogan. I'll put it below the show notes of this.
Okay.
But it was a pretty hip and funky bag for
recycling.
No, not recycling. It was for grocery to bring, you know, the bag that you bring back and forth to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, a recyclable one.
Yeah.
A reusable one.
Reusable.
Reusable. I got tons. I got one Tita Grill gave me. She went away. That was the first one I ever got.
Tea grill.
Yeah, and in Canada, they have a slot for your bread, a slot for your wine, and in between you have your groceries. Nobody used, asked God, a plastic bag in Canada.
Really?
No, hardly not. They had them there, but no one. Everyone had their own reusable bag.
I think more people use the paper bags now because you can put the paper bag out for recycling.
When we do the single stream recycling, you won't need your paper bag. Everything will be in one barrel. Hopefully, we'll get to that at one point.
Explain that to me. What are you
talking
about?
I'm not a pro at the single serve, but single stream recycling. Rose could probably tell you more, but everything goes in one barrel. Like in Canada, everything went in one of those big barrels, all your plastic, all your glass, all your paper, you just threw it in.
Anything at all that is recyclable.
And they had a nice cover. It was a big giant one, the big giant ones.
Yeah.
And they roll them out, and then, you know, it goes, and they probably go in a conveyor belt, and everything gets recycled.
Oh, Jesus.
So you won't need your paper bag anymore.
What isn't recyclable, I guess, at that
point? Well, there's a lot. You know, you got to think about what you bring into your house anyway, to begin with, as far as that's concerned.
Aerosol cans recyclable?
Nope.
So.
But there is a lot. You know, 90% of the stuff I bring when I'm done with my bag, like I clean up my Emerald Forest wetland I'm saving.
Yeah.
When I'm done with my bag, there's only a little tiny left. 90% is recyclable. Mm. And if we have barrels at the beach again, all that stuff's going to be thrown away. You're not going to, we're not pushing recycling.
Enough.
And if I had enough time in my life, I would stand there and talk to people about recycling.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it right now, so
okay.
For the blog, you're going to reach a bunch of people. Do you know anything about the Rosalia Project?
I was at that.
Okay, tell me how that went down.
It went great. It's a coast sweep. They did mention in the paper that there's nothing like this before in Gloucester, but there is.
Yeah.
We do that.
There's always a coastal sweep.
We coast sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it at Plum Cove Beach for Laura.
Yeah.
Evans, who died of cancer. I do it for her. And we do our oceans, and we document. You document every single little piece of plastic.
Jesus.
And we had a great team at Pavilion, mm-hmm. with Rose and a bunch of people. And what's so great about us is because I know how to do a coast sweep. Our group was the only one who had it already done when we got there.
Oh.
Because what you do is you pick up the items and you mark them off right away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know.
Right.
How many that you pick. How, little tiny pieces of plastic, too.
Oh,
but
right.
It was a great thing to have it done twice a year. Because I'd like to see Earth Day done a couple times a year, too.
Mm, yeah.
Just that great effort.
So what happened was people met at... Because was it...
I didn't meet. I just went right to the Pavilion, but I guess I met at the paint factory. And then
factory.
And they only did it for an hour.
Didn't they also do it at the Heritage Center as well?
I'm sure they... Well, we brought everything down there. I'm not sure how that went. I wasn't at the meetings.
Okay, yeah.
But it was just a great thing where we could document the trash and see how much comes in.
You know, it's funny. I was telling this story earlier. Down on the Rocky Neck Causeway, just before you get to Sailor Stands on the right, there's the first kind of like fish shack shanty that's right there.
Yeah.
There's a little cove there, and it's like riprap wall and a little kind of a, you know, it's beachy. And I was walking to Sailor Stands the other day, and I looked down, and there was a guy down there. It was low tide, and he was picking the whole area up, right?
Nice.
And this was that day. This was that day. This is that coastal street day, right?
Cool.
So
yeah.
It was spotless, right?
Yeah.
It was spotless.
Yeah.
When he got done, he left there. Now, 3 days ago, someone sent me pictures of the very same spot with his rant about trash in Gloucester of that same spot. The wind direction must have changed.
Well, that's it.
Pushed a ton of flotsam and jetsam up in there. The tide went down, and it like looked like a complete mess.
Yeah.
So these like, it's like not that no one, there are people that care.
Yeah.
But it's just you know, we're on an island and the tides drop stuff off.
Well, that's what it is. If I'm at Wingishe every single day in my kayak, because I'm a freak, I can't wait to get out of work, and then I go flying over there and I bring everything back. I mean, a stone pier, grills, chairs, everything. The tide brings a lot in. Niles is famous for that. Yeah, I won't tell you the items that I find there.
Yeah.
But we do live in a coastal community. Some of that stuff is coming up. It's not all people trashing it. A lot of stuff, sometimes off boats. How many times have you been on your boat? And even me. Oh, well, I pick up stuff in the water. Yeah. But, oh, look at that. It did fly off your boat. Because it can happen.
Have you?
It's understandable.
I know. Are you familiar? You must be familiar. The discs that...
I picked up over 300 something. Right now I'm on 86. Because I stopped till the snow came. So I'll go back.
This year, you mean?
Oh, I got like 200. I called in 100 already to Max Shank. And then I'll be calling in another 100. I do it by hundreds. You do is when you find those dishes, you should call them in to Max Shank.
Okay.
Because we should have got money for that cleanup, too, is another thing when that came in.
But those discs, they were like little white discs. And what happens
is sewer discs.
So bacteria collects on them. And this bacteria is a good bacteria that will eat the bad stuff in oceans and stuff like that. That's what they're for. You know what I mean? Because they put them in similar type of things in the bottom of lobster tanks. So this bacteria grows on them, and the bacteria will eat like the fish, lobster waste and stuff like that to keep your to keep the pH levels
like the sucker fish in the tank.
Yeah, exactly. Same type of deal, I guess. So, but they're still turning up.
Oh, definitely.
And this is like 3 years later.
No, I think it's like we're like six, aren't we? What are we at?
Is it that far? No.
Well, come on. How long has it been? It's been a while though, because I'm at 100, and then another 86. I thought it was like four or something. Maybe whatever.
But it's better. But they're still turning up, which is disturbing.
Oh yeah, you got a couple at their cleanup.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this? I know what that is. Yeah, that's a sewer desk. A
little diaphragm.
Yeah. There it is.
For
the fish.
There you go. Fish diaphragm. Yeah. Got to use it for something. Anything else happening in your world?
No, I guess that's about it. I feel, though, too, that, if people are seeing trash, then come get a yellow bag for me. I was
going to
comment on the last podcast, but I couldn't because it's another thing. I'm not getting my GM Good Morning
you
Gloucester.
You can go to the blog still, right? You know you can.
Well, I have to because I'm not getting any information. It's not coming to my email.
I know, but the email service is broken. So there's a lot of subscribers that aren't getting their emails.
Is it?
Yes. But I'm getting 20 emails a day from people saying, I've been lost for the last couple of weeks. I haven't got my been able to see Good Morning Gloucester. But I wonder, do they realize you can go to the blog anytime?
I did today.
So you did, good.
So I listened to the blog while I was eating my cereal.
Thank goodness.
Well, carry in, carry out.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like it's working. I'd hate to see the barrels go back. I wouldn't feel like the project failed. And I feel like with the dog thing, I'm glad people are talking about it. Because I see the bags flying on the trees, and I pick them up and everything.
How do you feel about the dog issue? The off-leash?
I feel like we should enforce our laws.
So you feel... Okay, so your solution to this... Because it seems like people fall on one of three different sides. One side is let them off... No, so there is a leash law, so they should be on leash.
Yeah.
And there should be an animal control person there to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's like,
but
there's
you
so
know,
many different ways to look at it.
Well, the dogs should be able to run. It's just it's all about the people. I hate to say it, but I watch all the time, right out in front of my house, with people walking their dogs, and they're like, you see it happening all the time. Mm. Everybody sees it.
But
they have a right to run. But geez, I go with my girlfriend walking in the woods all the time. We just go in the woods. Yeah. I don't know. I guess they can't let the Fido free. They have to be on the beach where they can see them.
I don't know, but all the dog owners I speak to say it's a shit show.
I heard one day that someone went and put flags from a lawn service, and they put it on every single dog thing and the whole thing was sea of flags.
That would be cool to do and then take a picture to illustrate it. That would be pretty fun.
To see that on a beach because we live in such a beautiful place. Yeah. Why are we so dirty? It's just so beautiful. I think we have gotten better because Rose is always saying, "You think it's better this year, Patty? You think it's better?" I think in a little way we've gotten better, but you know what?
I think it's gotten
better. We still got a long way to go.
I think it's gotten better, but you know what? It's like I swear people work off of snapshots in their mind, and it has to do with perception.
Yeah.
Like if like this particular day they walked in there and it was
clean,
gray, dirty. Yeah, right. If you went by the same place,
you say, "Oh,
two different days." Wow, the guy. Look, how many people care? This guy is cleaning up, this area on Rocky Neck.
Yeah.
You go by 2 days later, and there's all this styrofoam and stuff like that.
It's called the tide, people.
It
does come in. Why is Winger Sheet dirty at that end every single day after I've just been there? The day before.
Right.
And no one's been there because it's cold. I go in there in a whole suit unit.
Right, yeah.
I haven't been there yet for my Earth Day cleanup. I will go there soon. Mm. It was a hard winter, the kayak.
So people that listen to the podcast tonight, Saturday, the date is the April 19th.
Sidewalk sweeping, right?
Sweep your sidewalks.
Yeah.
And the 26th of April is Saturday. Go see Patty up at Stagefort Park, the Visitor Center. She'll have...
Yellow bags. And I'll have a pansy for your child.
Yeah. And send in your pictures of your group with the yellow bags picking up, and we will give you recognition, include your names, so we could recognize all the people
to say thank you to every single person that cleans up. Mm. Everyone says, "Patty, thank you for what you do." It's not what I do. Mm. It's what the 300 people behind me are doing.
Yeah.
Because think about all the people that are cleaning up, and why is our city still not clean?
Yeah. So, here's a question.
But I do appreciate all the volunteers.
It is good. Do they still have the kids doing the YMCA?
The clean
program?
Team, yes.
Are they still active?
Yeah, I wrote that first grant. That was my program.
That's awesome program.
Could be better.
Yeah, but I like seeing those kids out there doing something.
Yes, it is. It was a great program. You know, when we wrote the grant, me and Murray Madsta did the first grant.
Yeah.
And we worked with the Compass Kids. And then ended up, Tony Carrero and Jeff Melanson ran that. And then after that, the Y ended up taking it over.
Mm.
And it's still going today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's awesome. Clean.
All right. Both Saturdays, these next two Saturdays, tomorrow, sweep your sidewalks. Saturday the 26th, go see Patty at Stagefort Park. We'll have information on the blog, and please send in your pictures so we can recognize all of you that help out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming,
Woo-hoo!
Patty.
Woo!
Another Gloucester
crash. Crash. God, if anyone told me I'd be doing this at 52, I'd say, "You're such a liar."